Tomorrow, HBO begins a new series. It's a drama about the outrageous lives of record producers during the industry's craziest time, which apparently was the 70s. Mick Jagger and Martin Scorsese are the producers behind the show. It's called Vinyl. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says it's like a well-produced pop tune with a well-worn melody. Well, we can't
take it this way. Vinyl comes at you like a classic rock song you can't get out of your head. Powerful, emotional, but also kind of predictable. About that personality crisis. The time is 1973. Bobby Cannavale stars as Richie Finestra, the coke-snorting, hard-charging founder and president of American Century Records. This is a guy who slings old-school ethnic slurs while remembering his early days in the record business.
When I started in this business, rock and roll was defined like this. Two Jews in a guinea recording four Schwarzes on a single track. Now, it's changed so much, it's not even recognizable as the thing people used to be so afraid of.
Yeah, he's not the most sentimental guy around, but he does have the perfect ear for bands who can sell records. And Vinyl tells his story, going behind the scenes of the record industry in the 1970s when glam rock, punk, and rap were all just starting to emerge. It was also when record men were brazenly breaking the law to make money, bribing record store managers and radio disc jockeys. Here, Finestra recalls how his partner, Zach Yankovic, played by Ray Romano, perfected the payoff.
Hyman Weiss invented the $100 handshake back in the 50s, but by 1971,
I don't know why this is an area, sorry.
Zach had raised it to 5,000 and a gram of Bolivian dancing dust.
Oh, Richie, so thoughtful.
What, you thought songs only got played because they're good?
This all comes from quite a source. Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger, who described during a press conference how he developed the idea for Vinyl with his longtime friend, Oscar-winning director Martin Scorsese.
When we tried to develop it as a movie, and when the TV series came online and started to become interesting, respectable, and money-making, we decided to make a TV series of it.
What works here are the details. Vinyl casts compelling young actors as 70s rock stars like the New York Dolls, placing them next to authentic-sounding fictional performers, including a Sly Stone-style funk singer named Hannibal. Vinyl sometimes seems like a Frankenstein monster, cobbled together from the influences of its producers. There's the detailed rendering of gritty 70s New York from Scorsese's Mean Streets, the rock and roll rags-to-riches story from Jagger, and the damaged loner searching for fulfillment who seems a bit like the lead character from executive producer Terrence Winter's previous series, Boardwalk Empire. Still, for those who admire the days when most music was bought in a record store, this series satisfies a certain nostalgia. But its well-crafted, unvarnished look at the record business's craziest period can't overcome a story that feels like a cover of a song heard too many times before. I'm Eric Deggans.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway.